32 of the Hodgepodge Podcast. I'm your host, Daly.
I'm Dirty A. We're going to talk about the hodgepodge topics from movies, music, TV, and other pop culture events.
And on this episode, it's our 2017 preview.
I guess.
Sure. You can reach us at thehodgepodgepodcast@gmail.com or over on our website, thehodgepodgepodcast.com. Or look us up on iTunes and YouTube and subscribe. Or head on over to Facebook, search for the Hodgepodge Podcast, and like our page. If we're a little bit despondent right now, it's because 132 was supposed to be our 10 best films of the year, and we were just about finishing recording it, and then my computer decided to take a fucking dump. So
there's an hour and 20 minutes is lost
that we're never going to get back. So we'll probably
good for you now that you don't have to listen to it, I guess.
We'll probably do an episode with our best, but we might just end up posting a list this year because we're so pissed right now.
We'll see where that goes.
Oh my God.
I mean, we just feel bad for you now because you don't even know what to see now.
I know. Now you don't know what to get on Blu-ray.
We know you wait for us to tell you these things, and now we just don't know.
Yeah, so
so we're now going to move on from that catastrophe.
We're going to move on from the fucking shit show that was 2016. And now we're going to look to the future of 2017. There were a lot of good movies, I guess, by the end of the year last year. But I would say a lot of the big movies didn't quite hit the mark.
Yeah.
Batman vs. Superman was a disappointment. Suicide Squad was no good. Doctor Strange was kind of eh. And, of course, you know, Independence Day 2 was,
brilliant.
Brilliant.
In its stupidity.
And, and Rogue One. Rogue One was a disappointment, too. We're hoping that 2017 will be better. And we're going to be covering all kinds of stuff. Mainly movies, but we'll throw in some TV stuff we're looking forward to. And me, personally... There's at least one album I'm really looking forward to this year.
What?
So, let's get started. I think we can probably leave anything in January out. Even though we're going to go see The Founder this week, which we were looking forward to.
I mean, I saw Baba Man. Brilliant. You want to talk about that?
No.
Okay, all right.
February. For me, the big movie is John Wick 2.
Mm-hmm.
As Matt will always tell you, it's the greatest movie ever made. I don't know if I'll go that far.
It's a very good action movie.
It was a very good action movie.
Very genre-specific movie.
Yes.
Very good in that genre.
The second one has Lawrence Fishburne shows up.
Chapter 2. It's important. You know it's important because it's a chapter.
So you have the Neo-Morpheus reunion in this.
He's going to offer him a pill.
Yeah, and it's going to be...
oxycodone or...
It's going to be PCP. Angel Dust. Sherman Helmsley. That same day, that comes out on February 10th. That same day, Lego Batman movie comes out. We kind of talked about this a little bit before when we were at lunch today. I'm not sure about Lego Batman movie. The trailers haven't really been doing it for me, and I'm afraid there might be a Minion situation going on there.
Maybe. I've only really seen that one trailer.
Yeah.
I thought it was pretty funny, though, with the Robin, introducing Robin. I laughed. I thought it was funny.
But
you're right.
Yeah.
It's when you collapse the universe, it doesn't always work.
Yeah, like he was a very funny part of the Lego movie, but now when you expand his section... I don't know if it's going to work entirely.
Yeah. Well, we will find out because we'll surely see it.
We will.
But yeah, the movie I'm looking forward to in February is...
Great Wall with Matt Damon?
That's the one. That's the one. More propaganda from Donald Trump. No, it's Gore Verbinski's Cure for Wellness, which is going to be kind of a horror thriller.
Right.
And I'm looking forward to that one. It looks very avant-garde. Style horror, which haven't gotten a lot of lately. So I'm looking forward to that one. That's I think the 17th. I want to say I could wait the week after. I guess John Wick.
Sure,
but yeah. So that's on my list in February. That's the one I want to see.
You've also got at the end of that month, you've got Get Out, Jordan Peele's.
That's right,
horror/thriller.
Yes, I do.
That's coming out.
One. Yes,
that looks kind of creepy. Interesting that he's. that he's tackling that genre. March, for me, March is all about Logan, the third Wolverine movie.
Do tell, what is this Logan that you speak of?
It comes out the first weekend of March, March 3rd. It looks great. The trailer that came out was fantastic. It's got a real post-apocalyptic Western vibe going on. Really looking forward to that. It's supposedly Hugh Jackman's last go as Wolverine, even though Ryan Reynolds is trying to talk him into being in some kind of Deadpool Wolverine team up in the future.
Yeah, it is kind of like the last hurrah. It's kind of the right farewell to Jackman as Wolverine, and I think it seems like a good vehicle to do that in this movie.
Yeah.
But no, the one I'm looking forward to in March is called The Shack, and no, that is not true at all.
Power Rangers?
Trainspotting.
Trainspotting 2.
Trainspotting 2 comes out in limited release in March.
Right.
And I'm looking forward to that one. And yeah, Kong, for sure I want to see Kong.
Yeah.
The one that, the trailer that got me most interested for March, though, is the Belko Experiment.
Oh, that's the James Gunn. Yeah. What, he produced that or wrote it?
Yeah,
or?
He's the producer.
Okay.
I don't know who's directing it. But yeah, the office, they get locked into the office, right, building, and they're got a godlike presence,
right,
over the loudspeaker telling them what to do. Like, you need to kill 5 people within 10 minutes or I'm going to kill 50 of you.
Right.
It looks pretty awesome. I'm looking forward to that one.
There's also a movie called, I saw the trailer again the other day, called Free Fire. And this is a movie, it's basically like one scene basically, but it's one extended scene where this gun deal goes wrong. And it's got Armie Hammer in it, and Brie Larson's in it, Charlton, okay, Copley.
Well, that's a movie that it kind of struck a chord with me when another Charlton Copley movie with it, which I hope it doesn't fall into.
Oh, no. It looks like it's set in the 70s.
You know which movie I'm talking about.
Yeah, Hardcore Henry or whatever.
Did not turn out.
So. No, this movie is, it's like, it looks like it's set in the 70s. And it's like, it's basically just one, the movie looks like it's just one big shootout.
Yeah.
Which is, it could be interesting. It looks like a lot of fun.
They just released a trailer for what looks like the shit show that is Chips.
That looks terrible.
Doesn't it look so bad? I mean, so fucking bad. That looks
terrible.
It's like they're not even making him punch. They're making him, yeah, that's his undercover name. Yeah. Like, oh God, it's just awful.
It's terrible.
Life could be interesting. We're not sure, you know.
Yeah, it feels like it could be good. It feels like an Alien ripoff, and it also seems like, because they moved that date and they moved
Species.
Yeah.
Which is kind of also
and they moved the Alien Covenant date. It feels like they're racing to see who can get to the box office first.
Well, life gets there first.
Which Alien ripoff gets in the theater?
The trailer first for Zookeeper's Wife has been out there.
Yeah,
it's constant.
Oh yeah. Now you have to see it.
I guess I'll have to see it.
The only thing I'm really curious about in the movie is, like, I don't understand where her relationship is to Daniel Brühl.
It seems like I don't think they're lovers.
Like, maybe her brother or something like that, or
maybe. But I don't know.
It's Jessica Chastain, and she is married to a zookeeper. She's the zookeeper's wife. And basically, it's set in Poland in, I think, in 1939, I think they said.
Yeah, right on the onset.
Right in the onset of the war. And they hide Jews in their zoo from the Nazis.
Yeah.
It's based on a bestseller.
I don't even know if it's the zoo. I think it's under their house. I think it's the cellar under their house.
No, because there were cages itself and stuff like that where they were hiding. Okay. They were hiding them, like, in the zoo.
Either way, we haven't seen the movie yet.
Yeah.
We don't really know.
Also, the same time Zookeeper's Wife comes out is Ghost in the Shell. Yeah.
I thought you were going to go with Boss Baby. Boss Baby?
That's another movie that looks fucking terrible.
So bad.
You know what that reminds me of? That reminds me of...
A Cash Grab? Yeah.
No, that reminds me of that movie where Kevin Spacey turns into the cat. It's like, what are you doing?
Yeah, why?
You're an Oscar winner. What are you doing?
What the fuck, man?
Alec Baldwin, why are you in Boss Baby?
Anyway, but yeah, Ghost in the Shell.
Ghost in the Shell with Scarlett Johansson, based on the anime and the manga. April is kind of sparse from what I can see as of right now. Obviously, there's tons of movies that could come out that we don't even know about yet. Lost City of Z could be interesting.
That got some feelers out there for that, I guess. But don't know a whole lot about it at this point.
And but what I would really want to see at the end of April is a movie called The Circle, which is based on Dave Eggers' novel.
We're going to see a villainous Tom Hanks.
Yeah, Tom Hanks plays a Steve Jobs type character, and they're trying to use this social media platform to basically spy on the world, basically. And Emma Watson is in it. So is John Boyega. They're both in it. And it looks really, really good. Really creepy. I'm looking forward to that one a lot.
It does look like it could be good, but it also looks like it could fall flat.
It could fall flat. Yeah, yes, it could.
It's not a sure thing.
She's also going to be in March. She's also going to be in the live-action Beauty and the Beast from Disney.
Okay, whatever.
I'm just saying, you know, people want to see
it. Oh, yeah. It's gonna make a shit ton of money. That's what they're doing now. They're just going to remake all their classic animated films into
pretty much
live-action movies.
Hey, it's working for them.
Yep.
May 5th,
yeah,
is a little movie you may have heard of. It's called Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2.
So good. That trailer so good.
The second trailer is fantastic. Baby Groot is adorable, and I'm hoping it's going to be as good as it looks. You never know, though. Somebody could fuck it up.
And we talked about earlier Alien Covenant.
Talked about Alien Covenant.
May 19th.
Can't wait for Baywatch.
Baywatch and the new Pirates.
I mean, Baywatch looks like a piece of shit, too.
I will see Baywatch, and I'm sure it will be.
From the trailer, it looks like they can't decide what they want it to be.
It could be.
They want it to be like a spoof, but at the same time, it looks like it's trying to be a drama.
I'm going to say this. It worked for 21 Jump Street. Maybe if they go that route, it could work.
Are Lord and Miller directing this?
I'm just saying.
Probably not.
I'm just saying.
Pirates 5 comes out. Who cares?
Yeah, I never saw the last one. I don't. Whatever. Okay, Johnny Depp. I think this one's called Pirates of the Caribbean: Revenge of the X.
Maybe.
Which she ties him down and beats him senseless. Allegedly.
June 2nd, Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman.
So far so good from what it looks like, but we said that about some other DC movies in the past. I'm hoping Wonder Woman knocks it out of the park.
Well, it's more than hope. In my opinion, they cannot afford to botch one up because of its pivotal role of having a woman be the main character.
Yeah.
If it gets botched, Hollywood's going to be back to fucking ground zero of thinking that, we'll just put all these men in there and not worry about it then.
Right.
This one really needs to do well. And when I say it needs to do well, that's more about the state of Hollywood and
its
perception of women in the movies is more than anything else.
Yeah, Reese Witherspoon recently spoke up about that, how there's not enough roles, good roles for women out there. We'll be talking about something she's involved with when we get to a TV stuff.
Yeah, I was reading something also where, God dang it, I can't remember the movie, but had, I want to say it was Ashton Kutcher and...
Who was the one with Natalie Portman?
Natalie Portman, and she said she got paid like a fraction of what he got paid.
He got paid three times more than her.
For, what was the movie called?
The one where they were No Strings Attached.
About
I think No Friends with Benefits was Mila Kunis and Timberlake.
No Strings Attached was them. She talks about how she got paid a fraction what he got paid for that movie.
Which is unbelievable. Yeah. I mean, because when you think of Ashton Kutcher, you're like...
He's top tier, doofus
from Punk'd, and you're like Natalie Portman is Oscar winning actress. You know, get the fuck out of here.
Anyway, no reason to think that Wonder Woman won't do well. Looks great. We just really need it to do well for.
I want it to be good.
In the industry.
Yeah, I want it to be good, but more than I want it to be good, I want it to be successful.
Yeah,
and to be honest, Fandango did a poll where they said, "What are your most anticipated movies of the year?" And Wonder Woman was number 4.
Good,
which is great. So that's really good.
Really dancing around that pole.
Okay. The Mummy reboot comes out in June. I liked the first trailer. I know you didn't do much for you.
I didn't do much for me.
Tom Cruise doesn't generally make crap, so I'm hoping that his involvement will elevate that movie a little bit.
Speaking of crap, Transformers
5. You missed Cars 3.
Well, it just seemed like the best transition into Transformers.
You can say the same about Cars 3, right, though. Cause
Cars 3, the Kingsman, though, comes out.
Yeah, Kingsman 2 comes out. Didn't they push that,
the gold something?
I want to say they pushed that back. Didn't they push that back again? I can't remember.
It's called, like, the Gold Circle or something like
something
that?
Something like that. I don't know. I'm hoping that's good, but I saw...
First one was good.
Yeah, I saw Kick-Ass 2 as well, and that was a piece of shit. Straight. And it's the same... it's the same writer, Mark Miller from the comics, the same thing. So
yeah,
I'm hoping it's
Cars 3, leave well enough alone, for God's sake.
I mean, it's like somebody posted online. They're like, hey, it's that gritty and dark Cars movie you've been waiting for.
Scare the kids. Why don't you?
Transformers 5.
That's enough. We don't need to say.
If I hear one more person in the theater go, yes, when that trailer starts, I'm going to punch them in the face. That movie's going to be a piece of shit.
Just like all the others.
There's a movie that I read about. I haven't seen any trailers yet for it. It comes out the end of June, called The House. It's starring Will Ferrell and Amy Poehler. And they start a casino in their basement. So it's a comedy.
I heard it's a very, very, very fine house.
Oh, my God. Hoping it's going to be good. But you never know. Because, these comedies that get these big stars together don't always work. Sisters was just okay. Amy Poehler and Tina Fey. And then Get Hard with Will Ferrell and Kevin Hart was not that good at all. Had its moments, but it wasn't that great at all. July 7th. July is very big. No, July as a whole is big.
Yeah.
On the 7th, Spider-Man Homecoming comes out. Again, we talked about the trailer a few weeks ago on the podcast. It looks great. I'm just hoping that they keep Iron Man's role tempered.
We don't want to make this an Iron Man movie.
Exactly. I don't need it to be Iron Man 4 with guest star Spider-Man.
We don't want it to be like Spider-Man and Iron Man teaming up.
Yeah, I don't want it to be that. Yeah. If you want to make a Marvel team-up movie, make a Marvel team-up movie, but don't call it Spider-Man.
Hopefully it'll bookend with Iron Man. You know, maybe he's at the beginning, maybe he's at the
Maybe. Another big movie the week after that that I'm really looking forward to is War for the Planet of the Apes.
Ever since that last one, I'm ready for this.
The new Planet of the Apes movies have been great.
Made our list, right? No, just the last one made our list.
Well, because we weren't doing the podcast when that was 2009 one came out. We didn't even know each other then. Oh my god! No, but Dawn of the Planet of the Apes. Yeah, it made our list for our best year end list. Leaving a bad taste in my mouth mentioning it. Bad our best of list. But it made our list 2014, I guess that was. That was a great year for movies. There was even the blockbusters were really, really great that year. The week after that.
We're really looking forward to this one.
Dunkirk. Chris Nolan's next movie.
I know you agree with me here. Yeah. Anything he puts his hand on, stamp it gold. I mean, it's...
Yep.
It's going to be good.
It's a World War II picture set about the rescue mission at Dunkirk, and it looks spectacular, and a lot of people in it. I think most of the soldiers are going to be played by unknowns. I know Harry Styles from One Direction's in it, but I don't think Chris Nolan would cast him if he couldn't act.
I agree. He's not one to
go for like stunt casting.
Yeah.
Tom Hardy's in it.
Right.
And Cillian Murphy's in it, and what's his face from Bridge of Spies is in it. Jim, not Broadbent, the guy who was in BFG.
I didn't see BFG.
God damn it!
Sorry,
he's in it, and Kenneth Branagh's in it, but they play smaller parts. It's mainly about these younger guys that are going to play the soldiers.
And then the last week of July.
Well, also that same weekend is Luc Besson's Valerian and the City of a Thousand Planets. And the only reason why I might be interested in this, because Luc Besson is not my favorite filmmaker by any stretch of the imagination, but this is actually based on a graphic novel. I think it's like a French graphic novel. Yeah. So
this could be world building.
It could be interesting. Yeah. But honestly, from the trailer, it's like, oh, it's The Fifth Element Part 2. Okay, great. Thanks. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks. So we'll see how it is.
Plus Luc Besson. Yeah, but this last weekend in July brings us The Dark Tower.
Yeah.
Which originally probably skeptical about, although still ready to see it. But now that, once we saw who was attached to it.
Yeah.
Bring It On.
Yeah. Yeah. Idris Elba is going to play the gunslinger. Great. And Matthew McConaughey plays the man in black. And Matthew McConaughey said he was actually tapped to be in Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2, but he chose Dark Tower over this movie
instead of being Star-Lord's father.
Yeah, probably because he didn't want to be tied to 6,000 Marvel movies. So he's, yeah, he probably chose the Joaquin indie style movies.
Yeah, not that this is that.
But. He probably did the Joaquin Phoenix and said, "I'm not fucking getting tied into this shit."
Yeah. But yeah, so that probably be a big hit.
I hope it is.
Simply for the fact of it's already got the following.
See, that could be risky because, you know, a lot of people read the book, yes.
Yeah.
But that will not necessarily always translate into movie butts in the seats of the movie theater. Okay. I hope it does.
I would put my money on that.
Because this is a massive project.
This is Stephen King. It's not just like any old book. I mean, he...
Right.
Yeah.
But it's a massive project. They are doing that TV series too, aren't they? The movie spins off
into TV and probably will then loop back into the movies.
Right.
Yeah. It's a big deal.
Then
August comes around.
August 11th, you got Baby Driver, which is Edgar Wright's latest one.
Not branching out from his full-on comedy.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. This one's, I think, more of a thriller.
Yeah.
And of course, Chips.
Chips was.
Oh, did they move that all the way up?
Chips is fixed in March.
Oh, they did. They moved it all the way up. Because when I made my list, it was still in August.
I think it's they must have moved it in March.
Yeah, they're like, get this shit out of here.
It looked terrible. The trailer just looked god awful.
Yeah.
Annabelle 2, horror movie fans.
Okay.
Coming out on the 11th of August. And that's August is pretty light right now.
Well, yeah, once you get into August and beyond, it becomes sparse. It's a big question mark. You've got September kicks off with Stephen King's It adaptation.
Yep, which looks pretty creepy. The images we've seen from it, we've seen are images so far. But
as of right now, American Made is supposed to be coming out. Then that's Doug Liman's movie with Tom Cruise.
Oh, right.
I've seen some photo stills from that. It looks interesting. October brings us...
That's the
Blade Runner.
2049, right?
2049. Blade Runner 2049. That's the first trailer has already come out for that.
It looked...
And it looks very cool.
Yeah, I think you put it best. It's more painting the picture of the environment more than the narrative. So
yeah, like, yeah. Very atmospheric. Very... Very setting the stage.
Yep.
November is Thor 3 in the beginning of November. Ragnarok, directed by Taika Waititi.
Which seems like an interesting choice for director, but as we've noted, he's put out some great movies.
Yeah.
So we'll love to see what he does with the action genre.
Mm-hmm. You've also got Justice League, which comes out 2 weeks later. This is the big one for DC and Warner Brothers. I would say Wonder Woman is make or break, but if they fuck up Justice League, then it's all over.
Oh yeah,
you might as well scrap everything else and just do Ben Affleck's Batman, and then that's it.
You're fucked.
You're done.
You can't get Justice League to work.
If Justice League doesn't work, they're fucked.
But that said, what does not working mean? Because they're still making money off these.
That's
Suicide Squad still made a shit ton of money.
That's true.
Even though we didn't like it. So
that's true.
All they care about is the money.
That's true.
And you know they're going to get the asses in the seats. So
I think eventually, if they fuck this one up,
okay,
that people will stop going.
Here's the thing, right? You won't find out on this movie,
right?
But
you'll find out on Aquaman and Flash, right? And
exactly.
Whatever the hell they do.
Exactly. You won't see it happen on this movie, but,
right?
They better get it right.
Right.
The next week, following week, right before Thanksgiving, you got Murder on the Orient Express.
Yes. Kenneth Branagh, Johnny Depp's in it, Michelle Pfeiffer, Daisy Ridley.
Should be really good.
Also, you've got Pixar's Day of the Dead film called Coco.
Coco.
My only hope is that it's not going to be just like Book of Life, which, did you see Book of Life?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
We saw that.
Yeah, we saw that. I couldn't remember if you were there or not. It didn't work for me
all that way. It wasn't terrible.
The music selections were messed up, but the story was good.
Creep?
Yeah.
It was weird. That was like a weird use of that song.
But the movie was cute, and it was, but then they were like, oh, Pixar's doing a Day of the Dead. I'm like, they already just did this. And also, there's another movie coming out that day, probably in limited release, The Darkest Hour, which is Gary Oldman as Churchill. And if you've seen any pictures of him in the makeup, it's just stunning. I mean, it's a complete transformation. Yeah, yeah. And, of course, December 15th brings...
Does that have anything big coming out in December?
Brings probably our most anticipated movie of the year, Episode 8, Star Wars.
Yes.
The Return of Han Solo. Oh! Spoiler. No, sorry, buddy. Spoiler. Return of Han Solo.
And sadly, it will also bring the last...
The final role, for Carrie Fisher. Yep. Until they digitally resurrect her for Episode 9, which they say they're not going to do, but are they really not going
to
do it?
I'm still very much looking forward to Episode 8.
Yeah.
It is. I'm not spoiled by Rogue One.
Yes, because... Rogue One will have no effect at all on Episode 8.
None. And they did a smart move by making sure that wasn't going to happen. I mean, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, they kept it isolated. Anyway, we've talked about it to death.
Everyone's we talked about it earlier today. The only thing I'm worried about with Episode 8 is that I'm just afraid that Disney's pushing them out too fast, and that, you know, in the past, you know, Lucas did Star Wars, and then 3 years later, Empire came out because the movie came out, and then he saw what worked and what didn't work, and then they did Empire.
And then
Empire.
They started making the new one.
Yeah, and then the same thing with Empire, and then they did Jedi. This one, they were in production on Episode 8 while Episode 7 was still filming.
And they already had problems with that.
And they've already had problems. They've already had to change stuff in Episode 8 because they took stuff out of Episode 7.
No shit.
So, anyway, that just worries me. My hope is that Rian Johnson, knowing that he's a consummate filmmaker, will help pull it all together and make it work. So,
that's your huge December release, which is going to take up all the media surrounding December mostly. But
and all the Star Wars movies, as far as we can tell, because did they officially push Han Solo back to December? Did they officially do that yet?
I don't know if that's official.
Or they're talking about it, I think.
I'm not sure that it's official.
It's looking like Han Solo is probably going to move to December 2018. And they'll all be December now.
Movies, yeah.
So, sorry, Star Wars fans.
Why not put them in one in the summer and one in the end of the year? I don't know why they would do that.
Well, they're not. Well, because they're not doing two a year yet.
I'm not even talking about two a year. I'm just talking about in between years. You know, you could do.
You could have
a summertime blockbuster, and then follow it up the next year with a Christmas movie. It's almost like they want to get people. This is when you're going to see Star Wars.
Yeah.
This is when you're going to see Star Wars.
Exactly. Yeah. And sure enough, I mean, Rogue One is now the number one domestic movie for 2016. Yeah. So
number four overall
worldwide. Yeah. For the year. So
just shy of $1 billion right now. So it'll hit that mark. The Christmas movie is coming out like right before Christmas. You got Jumanji, the remake of Jumanji.
That is coming out. Yeah.
With The Rock.
Jack Black.
Right. Actually, I don't think it's a remake. Right. It's
no. It's this weird quasi sequel.
Yeah, yeah,
thing.
Yeah. It's kind
weird.
Of a weird sequel of sorts. It's like I think it's told from the pieces point of view.
Yeah, I think that's what it's going to be.
What
it's going to be.
The pieces in the hunter
in the game.
In the game. Apparently they're okay. Apparently they're doing a $6 billion man movie.
That's probably not going to happen.
Okay.
I've
never heard about that.
There was one where I was going through my list and I was looking up and it still said World War Z 2 was coming out this summer. Okay. I'm like, I don't even think they've started filming that.
So yeah, it's the rest of the year is a bunch of
iffy. It's only when you get to like August and beyond, only the really, really, really big movies are getting release dates and that they're going to happen. TV, this series has started already on FX, but I still got to get into it. I'm looking forward to watching it. Taboo, Tom Hardy.
I've seen the first episode. It's intriguing.
Yeah. Another FX series I'm looking forward to is Legion, which is an X-Men series.
Next month,
February.
Legion.
It's about a kid who has like telekinetic powers. And if they base it on the comic books, he was Professor Xavier's son. It would be amazing if they could get James McAvoy to show up, or even Patrick Stewart to show up in some capacity, like for like a cameo or something like that. That'd be amazing.
That'd be really cool.
But I doubt they will. Aubrey Plaza is also going to be in that. It looks really cool, though.
Cool. I know this is hit or miss. I know you're not looking forward to it, but Powerless I'm looking forward to in February. It's the comedy. It's taking the superhero genre. I think if they do it right, it could be very funny. If they did it very kind of Tick-like, it could be very funny.
My thing is it's on NBC, I don't trust NBC.
It's going to be very safe.
Yeah, I don't trust NBC to do shit.
I watched, they've just released Sneaky Pete on Amazon. Mm. I've watched the first episode of that. The cast is great, and it's too early for me to tell whether it's going to be good or not, but it's at least following a story that I'm interested in.
Giovanni Ribisi, Bryan Cranston, Margot Martindale's in it.
Yep.
It looks good. It looks good.
Yeah.
The TV show that I was speaking about with Reese Witherspoon is HBO's Big Little Lies, which looks good. It's based on a novel, and it's like a 6-part series, and it's about this like affluent town in California, I think, and the women who live there, and then somebody gets murdered, and you could call it Desperate Housewives maybe, but Desperate Housewives HBO style, which I'm sure is going to be 100 times better than ABC style and Desperate Housewives.
Yes.
There's another show I'm looking forward to, which is a new show on HBO because it features one of my favorites, and I think yours too, Pete Holmes.
He's going to be on a new HBO show
called Crashing.
Yeah.
And it looks funny. Where he's trying to get into stand up comedy. Pete Holmes is, of course, he had the Pete Holmes show on TBS.
He had a new stand-up special a month ago.
Oh, he did?
Mm-hmm.
And he was also did the Batman stuff on his show and also online.
It's hilarious.
So fucking funny.
What do they call it?
Badman.
Badman.
They call it Badman.
Yeah, it's very funny, yeah.
Where he's like a total asshole.
Such an asshole. I'm not Batman. You're Batman. No, I'm Bruce Wayne. You left the eyeliner on.
God damn it, shit.
Wait, give me a minute. He comes back, he's like got the cape on still. He comes back, he's still doing the voice.
Yeah.
I'm Bruce Wayne. Ah, damn it.
Also, the return of Veep and Silicon Valley. They'll be coming back in the spring. Can't wait to see them. Netflix has got, from what we can tell, probably 3 Marvel shows this year. Well, of course, you've got House of Cards is coming back.
Right.
And is that coming
you're
back?
You're talking about renewed shows. I mean, fuck, they just keep putting out new shows.
I know that. But is House of Cards coming back in February? I mean, because I haven't seen anything about it.
I haven't seen anything about it. You're right. I don't know.
But no, you've got Iron Fist is coming from Marvel. Defenders is coming.
They just released some images.
Yeah, that just made the cover of Entertainment Weekly.
Uh-huh.
But there's another show that's floating out there that I don't think they've nailed down a release date for. That's called The Punisher, with John Bernthal. They're filming it. It's happening, so it's coming. Game of Thrones season 7 is coming out in the late, I think, in the summer, because they had to delay. That's an interesting story. Dirty A just pulled up a story that said, "Is it possible that House of Cards will release on Inauguration Day?" If so, they better get some. When did that story come out?
Let me see.
Oh man, that's recent. January 13th. That would be amazing if they did that. But they gotta drum up their.
It is still unknown at this point, though.
Yeah. Okay. All right. But Game of Thrones season 7 got delayed because they had to delay the filming because they needed more wintry conditions because winter is coming.
Yeah. It's literally,
winter is here. So they had to back it up the production. So it's going to come out in the summer. I just read an article on Entertainment Weekly where they said for season 8, which will happen next year, they still don't know how long that season's going to be. So this season will definitely be shortened. It's about 7 episodes.
But thank Christ. Sorry.
But who knows? But who knows? The next season might be a little bit
longer. Don't say it. It
might be a little bit longer.
God damn it.
And then, of course, they're putting ads out there that Curb Your Enthusiasm is coming back this year. So I'm looking forward to that. Some Larry David.
Who wouldn't be? Who doesn't want more Larry David in their life?
One of the funniest uses of Curb Your Enthusiasm this past year was during the election. Of course, it didn't help Hillary Clinton in the end. But there was like a part in like the debate where Donald Trump started going on about something, and then they just closed it on Hillary Clinton. Goes bum 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 bum, and she's just staring straight ahead. And then 2017 for me personally is going to be a big year for music. Depeche Mode's new album's coming out, everybody. Probably in March. It's called Spirit. That new single better come out soon, because I really want to hear it. U2 might be putting out Songs of Experience at the end of the year. They're going on.
That is the plan. There's no reason to think that's not the plan.
It's coming out hopefully in the fall. They're going on tour for the Joshua Tree anniversary this summer. Tears for Fears, maybe we'll finally see that album working on.
I hope so.
We've been talking about that for like 2 years.
To go see them live if they tour.
Yeah, and. Yeah, and for me, I think Erasure's putting out a new album. Yay!
And for me, all the bands that I love put out new albums 30 years ago.
Gotta get with the times, man.
No, I will not. No.
Gotta get with the times.
I do. I like Morris Day and the Time. They were great.
And that's basically it. So I would say, you know, episode 8 is probably our biggest anticipation. Guardians 2, I'm really looking forward to.
So I think we all know, I make no bones about it, that's my favorite Marvel movie. I love Guardians of the Galaxy. I didn't know what to expect when it came out. But once, I mean, the opening 10 minutes of that movie, I fell in love with it. Yeah. You know, it just got better for me. The trailer for this seemed pitch perfect. I just laughed the entire way through it. I love the one sheet. I love the new poster for it where they look like kind of rock stars. It looks like a rock band.
And right.
They're all in black and white.
Their brick wall.
And it says, what is this, like obviously or something like that. So I'm super looking forward to that. I love those characters. They're so fun. And that's the kind of sci-fi fantasy Marvel movie I want to see.
Right.
So, James Gunn better do it again.
And I'm hoping that Logan is going to bring the goods.
Yeah, obviously that on the spectrum of more or on the spectrum of superhero stuff, far ends of the scale there from sci-fi fantasy to very more realistic,
much more grounded. Yeah,
as you said, as grounded as one can be, who has adamantium claws that come out of his hands, and a super telekinetic guy, old guy.
Yeah, right.
So
I'm really looking forward to Logan. I hope they don't screw up the last act like they did on the Wolverine. That was crushing.
I'm just glad that wasn't the last act of Hugh Jackman.
Yeah, exactly. But looks to be a good year. We'll see.
And hey, looks like we even finished up this podcast without it crashing. So things are looking up already.
Oh, God. Yes, we will see you next time, folks. I don't know what the next episode will be. It could be our best of. It could be something else. But we will see you next time.
See ya.